Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're learning Parakei Mishnah Beis and Parakei Mishnah Gimel as we continue our discussion regarding our allowing our animals to carry on Shabbos. As we discussed yesterday, the halacha is when it comes to Hotso, when it comes to carrying on Shabbos, just like a person isn't allowed to carry on Shabbos, so too their animals also not allowed to carry as well. The animals have to do what's referred to as shvisas behemto. Our animals need to rest on Shabbos as well. And as we said, any articles of clothing or any additional accessories on the animal that are considered to be a masa, that are considered to be a burden, those things are not allowed to be worn by the animal on Shabbos because that would be considered carrying. However, anything that is needed for the animal needs to function, to work properly, and to live properly, certainly that's not considered to be an accessory, that's not considered to be a burden, and that's certainly allowed to be worn by the animal on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, as we continue to discuss various articles that an animal may wear outside on Shabbos, because again, they are needed to protect its body, to help it function in an appropriate way. Says the Mishnah, Chamor Yotzib Mardaz, Bizman Shehi Keshura, Loe, donkey's allowed to go outside on Shabbos, wearing like this cushion under its saddle for warmth to help it go. As long as it was tied to the donkey before Shabbos, you can't tie it. That would be the malacha of kosher, of tying on Shabbos, which you can't do if it's being tied in a permanent way. So you can't tie it before Shabbos, but they're allowed to go out. The animal can go out with it on its under its saddle on Shabbos, because again, it's needed for warmth. It's not a burden. There's a reason why it is there to help the animal. Continuing in the Mishnah, Zecharim, Yotzin Levuvin, male sheep, rams, are allowed to go outside with their various private areas covered. There were these like little leather pouches that would cover them to protect them and to keep them from mating and from going and having too many babies with various animals. Rachelos, Yotzos, Shechuzos, Kevulos, Uchevunos. Female sheep may go outside with their tails either held up, because we want them to have to mate and to have babies with other animals, or with their tails tied down, because let's say they're nursing and we want to cover their various private areas so they don't have babies and mate with other animals, or with their bodies covered in a garment to keep their wool clean. In any of these situations, says the Mishnah, the female sheep may go out in this way, because again, in all of these situations, these are necessary to help the animals function, to help the animals live, and to help them be healthy and function properly, and therefore they're permitted on Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ha'izim, Yotzos, Tseruros, goats are allowed to go outside with their teats, with little parts of their udders that would be wrapped tightly, where the teats would be tied together tightly in order to stop them from producing milk, or they would be tied loosely in order to catch the dripping milk. Says the Mishnah, this is permitted for these goats to have these little the strings and the ropes tied around their udders in order for this to take place. However, the next Tana disagrees. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, Oser Bechulan, Rabbi Yossi prohibits animals going out with all of these different things, with the saddle cloth under there, with the little cushion under their saddle, with the various the females with their tails up or down or whatever the case may be. All of these situations, says Rabbi Yossi, are prohibited, except for the female sheep who need to keep their wool clean, because according to Rabbi Yossi, all of the items listed in the Mishnah are considered to be masos, are considered to be burdens, with the exception of the garment that would wrap around the female sheep in order to keep its wool clean. According to him, this is considered to be an article of clothing which may be worn outside on Shabbos, as the Bar Tanura points out. But according to Rabbi Yossi, everything else that's not considered to be clothing, that's considered to be a burden, and therefore they're not allowed to wear it. Third opinion in the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda says, Izim Yotzos Tseruros Liyabish, goats may go outside with their udders wrapped tightly in order to dry them out, of a lo l'chalav, but they may not have their udders tied loosely in order to have the teats catch the milk, in order to catch the milk from that, because we're concerned, as the Bar Tanura points out, that it may fall off, and someone's going to come and take it and walk with it in a Rishus HaRabim for 4 amas, which you're not allowed to do. Rabbi Yehuda fundamentally agrees with the Tana Kama, and as the Bartanura points out, the halacha is like the Tana Kama. You are allowed to have your animal go out with any of these things, because again, we assume that they're not considered to be burdens. They are considered to be items that are necessary for the functionality, for the living of the animals. Continuing now with Perek Hay, Mishnah Gimel, as the Mishnah lists various items that an animal may not wear outside on Shabbos. But we began discussing what they may wear. Now we're going to discuss what they cannot wear on Shabbos. It says the Mishnah, Ufa Mayin Ayotza, and what may an animal not wear outside because it's considered to be carrying on Shabbos? Lo Yetze Gamal Bimetuteles, a camel may not go outside with any sort of tag that was tied to its tail. And the reason why there were these tags was basically a piece of cloth to identify them so people would know, okay, this is my animal. This is a particular animal that I need to be able to identify. And you're not allowed to do that because we're concerned, as the Bartanura points out, that maybe the tag is going to fall off, and then it's going to be carried by a person for amos in a Rishus HaRabim, in a public domain, which would not be allowed. Continuing in the mission, lo akur v'lo ragul, you can't allow an animal to go out either with its, you know, front legs attached to its back legs, or with a leg tied in a sort of bent position to keep it from running away, and so on. All of these tyings, all of these bindings are causing the animals some level of pain, and therefore they're considered to be a burden. They're not considered to be part of the functionality of the animal, and therefore it would be considered problematic for the animal to have any of these ties attached to them on Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, v'chein shar kol behemos, and the same is true when it comes to any other animals. They too cannot be going out wearing any sort of a tag on them, or with their legs tied in these ways, because again, either in the case of the tag, it might fall off and someone's going to end up walking 4 amos with it and carrying it for 4 amos, or with these legs tied, that these are considered to be burdens, which we said is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Now we're going to discuss how a person is allowed to lead a camel, or really a number of camels, a group of camels, on Shabbos itself. Says the Mishnah, Lo yikshor gemalim zeh bazeh v'yimshach. A person is not allowed to tie camels together in a line, one behind the other, and pull the one in front, because, as the Bartanura points out, a person who leads a single file group of camels appears to be taking them to be sold, which is prohibited, which is usur on Shabbos. However, says the Mishnah, Aval machnes chavalim l'soch yado v'yimshach. However, he may gather all of their ropes together in his hand and pull them as a bunch. That you are allowed to do, because then they're all meshed up together, and in that situation, it does not appear like he's bringing them all to be sold in the marketplace, but says the Mishnah, Uvilvad shlo yichruch, provided that he does not wind up, he can't wind ropes of wool and linen together, because then that would be a problem of shatnez, as we learned in Maseches Kilayim. You can't have these two different types of materials being woven or wound together. That would be a problem. But otherwise, in terms of the hilchos, the halachos of Shabbos, you would be allowed to lead these camels together if you are holding all of their leashes sort of wound together in your hand, as opposed to leading them in a single file procession on Shabbos. Quick review, Perek Hay Mishnah Beis gave us a whole slew of various types of articles and garments and clothing that animals are allowed to wear on Shabbos, so that an animal, that a donkey, can go outside wearing a cushion under its saddle to keep it warm, or you can cover the reproductive organs, the private areas of rams, of a male sheep. You can, in all three cases, when it comes to female sheep, either you can hold up their tail to expose their private areas because you want them to mate, or you can hold down the tail because you don't want them to mate, or you can cover their garments with You can cover their body with the garment to keep their wool clean, and so on. Goats can go outside with their udders wrapped either tightly or loosely, depending on what your intention is, either to stop it from dripping milk or to catch the milk that's dropping. In all of these situations, and this is how we paskin, you're allowed to do this, because in all these cases, this is necessary for the functionality of the bodies of the animals, and therefore you're allowed to do it. Rabbi Yossi does prohibit all of these things. He disagrees. He assumes that they're really considered to be masaos, that they're considered to be burdens, which you're not allowed to give to your animal on Shabbos. But again, we don't paskin like that. And Rabbi Yehuda has a slight disagreement with the Tana Kama in terms of how you're tying the udder. But again, that was for our discussion there. then again, we pass like the Tanakhama that all of these various types of articles and accessories are permitted on Shabbos. And then Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel taught us what an animal may not wear. We said that an animal cannot go outside with any sort of tag because we're concerned that it's going to fall off and someone's going to end up carrying it and walking with it for amos in a public domain in a Rishus HaRabim, which is not allowed on Shabbos. And then we said that you're not allowed to have an animal either tying its forelegs to its back legs or having one leg tied to another leg, because the reason why you're doing that is because you don't want them to run away and so on. But you're not allowed to do that when it comes to either either goats or really any animals, as the Mishnah says, because we're concerned that this is really considered to be masos. This is really considered to be some sort of a burden, which is, again, is not allowed on Shabbos itself. And then the Mishnah concluded by telling us how you're allowed to lead a procession of camels on Shabbos, so that you can't lead them single file, because that looks like you're bringing them to be sold in the marketplace, which you can't do on Shabbos. But you are allowed to gather all of the ropes together in your hands, and you can pull them as a bunch in that way. Have a great day.